好，弟兄姊妹，大家好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，今天早晨让我们可以一同聚在他的跟前。
We're thankful to the Lord that we can gather before him this morning.
我们知道美国啊，现在因为这个疫情啊，越来越严重。
And we know that, in the United States and the world, the pandemic, continues to advance.
啊，这每天呢，都是几十万人或上百万人得这个病。
And every day, there's tens of thousands of people who are being infected.
所以我们为着弟兄姊妹的安全啊，所以我们重新回到线上聚会。
So for the safety of brothers and sisters, we made the decision to, go back to remote.
我弟兄姊妹，这是暂时的。
But brothers and sisters, this is just temporary.
啊，我们先停到这个月底。
The plan is to just, do it in this format until the end of the month.
然后我们看看这个情况的这个改变情况。如果合适，我们可以，重新有弟兄姊妹们可以实体的聚会。
And then we will reevaluate at the end of the month to see if it's safe for us to gather in person again.
虽然我们现在因为，这个疫情的缘故，我们在家里聚会。
And because of the pandemic, we are meeting at home.
我们仍旧希望弟兄姊妹带着敬畏主的心能够一同在主面前聚集。
We still hope that brothers and sisters would have a heart of reverence as we gather before the Lord.
好，我们把这点时间把它分别为圣。
And we want to consecrate this time.
希望弟兄姊妹不做任何其他的事。
That brothers and sisters would not be doing any other thing.
专心在主面前来聚会。
That we would be focusing on the meeting.
我们知道聚会呢，不光是听道。
We know that in our meetings, it's not just to sit and listen.
我们知道聚会最重要是敬拜。
We know that the most important, aspect of the meeting is worship.
愿主今天早晨在每个弟兄姊妹家里得着我们的敬拜。
And may the Lord gain the worship in every household this morning.
我想开头的时候呢，那么，或许我们一个简短的祷告。
Let's start with a short prayer.
主，让我们恭敬地把这个聚会交在你的恩手中。
Lord, we again commit this meeting into your hands.
求你用你的同在保护所有的弟兄和姊妹。
May you protect every brother and sister with your presence.
你的血洁净这个聚会。
May your blood cleanse this meeting.
分别为圣。
And consecrate it.
叫一切仇敌的工作。
That you would hinder all, stop all of Satan's work.
所有的病毒都远离你的百姓。
And all the viruses would stay away from your people.
今天早晨我们在这里听你的话。
This morning we gather to listen to your voice.
让我们的心充满喜乐。
May our hearts be full of joy.
我们享受在你同在中一切的祝福。
That we would enjoy in the abundance of your life.
求你用厚厚的膏油来膏这个聚会。
May you richly anoint this meeting.
让说话的、翻译的、听话的都在膏油的里面。
That the speaking, the interpreting, and the hearing of your word would all be under your anointing.
主啊，在这个末后的世代。
Lord, in these end times.
我们愿意心存敬畏地活在你的跟前。
We want to, live a life, that is, devoted to you.
但愿我们蒙你的祝福。
May we gain your blessing.
垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹若是可能的话呢，你们有一些人能把你的影像打开。
Brothers and sisters, if it's, okay with you, if you could turn your camera on, it would be great.
通常我, 讲道或者交通的时候呢，我都喜欢这个, 看看弟兄姊妹的面啊。
Usually when I preach, I like to see the faces of brothers and sisters.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.
那么现在呢，我们请弟兄姊妹呢，打开圣经和我一同来读一些主的话。
Please, turn with me to the Word of God.
我们呢就读这个一处的圣经就可以。
We're just going to look at one passage in the Bible.
在旧约马拉基书。
in the Old Testament, the book of Malachi.
马拉基书。
Malachi.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
我们就读16节和17节。
And we will just look at verses, 16 and 17.
马拉基书第三章16、17节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 16 and 17.
那时敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳听，且有纪念册在他面前，记录那些敬畏耶和华、思念他名的人。万军之耶和华说，在我所定的日子，他们必属我，特特归我，我必连续他们，如同人连续服侍自己的儿子。
Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A book of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name. On the day when I act, says the Lord Almighty, they will be my treasured possession. I will spare them just as a father has compassion and spares his son who serves him.
我过去曾经和弟兄姊妹讲过，
In the past, I already mentioned with brothers and sisters,
神从永远里面创造时间
that in eternity, God has created time.
这个时间呢，对神在地上的工作来讲非常重要。
And time, is an important aspect of God's work.
但是时间对我们来讲也是非常重要。
The time to us is also very important.
我讲过时间对我们的意义啊。
Time has a lot of meaning for
有四个点。
And there are four important points.
啊，我想呢，我希望弟兄姊妹能牢记这四个点。
And I hope that brothers and sisters can remember these four points.
啊，那么我们知道这四个点对我们来讲都是非常重要。
And we know that these four points are extremely important to us.
我们讲过第一个就是限制。
And the first one is that time is a limitation to us.
啊，那么呢，第二个点呢就是时间是机会。
The second point is that time is opportunity for us.
第三个点，时间是考验。
And the third point is that time is a test.
那么时间也是一个记录，第四个点。
And the fourth point is that time is a record.
我们和弟兄姊妹已经说过啊。
And I already mentioned with brothers and sisters.
时间对我们来讲的话呢。
Time to us.
这个限制告诉我们只有这一生。
The limitation of time tells us that we just have this one life.
我们要特别提醒自己，只有这一生。
And we have to remind ourselves, we only have this one life.
所以呢，圣经告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
虽然神给人有自由的意志 ,free will.
Even though God gives us each individual free will.
但是呢，千万不要做错误的选择。
But we definitely should not make the wrong decisions.
你只有这一生可以选择。
You only have this one life to make those choices.
所以我们讲过亚当夏娃。
So we talked about Adam and Eve.
因为他们错误的选择。
Because they made the incorrect choice.
结果我们知道带下一个悲惨的一个结果，对吧？
And we see a terrible result.
所以呢，这个选择对我们来讲太重要了。
So the choices that we make are critical.
我这个已经讲过，我简单再提一下。
And I already mentioned this, and I'll just simply go over it again.
今天呢，我们知道，如果你选择知识不选择生命，这是一个极大的错误。
Today, if you choose knowledge first and not choose life, that's a huge error.
亚当夏娃就犯了这个错误。
Adam and Eve made this incorrect choice.
那么还有一件事情
Another thing we need to pay attention to.
就是关乎主的道路问题。
It's regarding the God's ways.
如果这个路是选错的。
If you pick the wrong path.
我们知道你达不到神的目的。
And you cannot achieve the desires of God.
那么并且这个错误给我们带来一个悲惨的一个结果。
And the wrong choice can result in a terrible outcome.
所以我要再强调弟兄姊妹，我们只有这一生。
So I want to re-emphasize to brothers and sisters, we only have this one life.
啊，那么呢，千万不要做错误的选择。
So I beg you, do not make the wrong choices.
啊，这是一个重要的提醒。
This is a very important reminder.
那么第二个点，我们知道神给我们有很多的机会。
And the second point is that God gives us lots of opportunities.
我们要抓住这些机会跟随主。
And we need to hold on to all of these opportunities to follow the Lord.
如果你失去这个机会,
if you lose this opportunity,
这对我们来讲也是一个重大的损失。
And this is also a huge loss for us.
那么这个我们也曾经讲过。
And we also already talked about this.
那么第三个点,
the third point,
时间对我们是考验。
That time is a testing.
我们可以说我们的一生都在神的考验。
You can say that throughout our lives we are under a test.
在这种的考验里面,
in this type of testing,
最重要是要站稳了脚步,
is whether we can stand firm or not.
那不被周遭的人事物所影响,
that we would not be influenced by the circumstances and people of the world.
要站稳了,
we need to stand firm.
要经得起考验。
And we need to withstand the test.
我想最近像这个病毒啊，对我们已经是很大的考验。
This virus, the COVID virus, is already a test for us.
那么，求主保守我们。
May God protect us.
让我们能经得起这个时间的考验。
That we can pass this test of time.
这时间的第四个意义呢
？And the fourth meaning of time
就是记录。
Is a record.
啊，今天。早晨我要和弟兄姊妹特别交通到这个时间是一个记录。
And this morning, I want to emphasize to brothers and sisters that time is a record of our lives.
如果我们熟悉圣经我们就晓得了。
If we are familiar with the Bible, we already know.
我们的一生里面无论好坏神都记录了。
In our lifetime, whether good or bad, God will record.
并且这个记录呢是非常的细的。
And this recording is very detailed.
啊，连我们的心思意念，我们所说的每一句话，通通记下来。
Every thought, every word that is spoken out of our mouths is recorded.
愿主这一个教导提醒我们能敬畏他。
May this reminder cause us to fear him.
所以基督徒不要随便乱讲话。
So as a Christian, we can't.Have careless words.
不要做不该做的事情。
And we can't have careless actions.
你不要顺着本心了，你爱做什么就做什么。
Don't live your life based on your feelings and do as you please.
请我们记得，你所做的、所说的，甚至连你所想的，全部记录。
Please remember that everything, your actions, what you say, and even your thoughts are recorded by God.
当然，神记录这一些，就是为着将来最后的审判。
And God has given, is recording all of this for that last judgment.
我想弟兄姊妹们，这个是我们从圣经里面可以很清楚看见，有很多明显的话告诉我。
And brothers and sisters, we can see this very clearly in the Bible.
但是呢，在马拉基书里面呢，
But in the book of Malachi,
却告诉我们，
It tells us,
有一些好的东西，神记录是作为纪念。
That there are some good things that were recorded as a memory, as a remembrance.
将来这个坏的要受审判。
All the things that are recorded, the bad things that are recorded will suffer judgment.
但是所有好的神都用作纪念。
But all the good things that are recorded, God uses as a remembrance.
那么我们可以这样讲，圣经呢记载了差不多将近五千多个人物吧。
The Bible contains has about 5,000 people recorded.
啊，圣经不仅是有主的话、主的启示，有一些律法、有诗歌这些。
The Bible not only has His commands, His laws, and
对，还有好多是人物。
But it also contains.People, lives of people.
你看圣经记载这些人物是好坏都记。
And the Bible records the good and the bad of all these people.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣经可以说是一本记录的书。
So we can say that the Bible is a record of history.
那么它不光是记录历史上的人物啊。
And he not only records the characters in history.
提醒我们，今天我们也都在这个记录的里面。
But today, we are all being recorded.
啊，神所以用这么多的人物在警戒我们。
And so God uses all of these people in the Bible to warn us.
但是弟兄姊妹，感谢神。
But thank God.
神不仅记录的神还有一个纪念册。
But, God not only remembers these things, but he has a book of remembrance.
所以在马拉基书第三章里面讲出现一个词叫做纪念册。
So in Malachi chapter 3, there, this word, book, this phrase, book of remembrance.
这里告诉我们呢，我们在地上所有在神眼中看过好的事情，他就写在他的纪念册上。
So all the things that we've done that are good are recorded in this book of remembrance.
圣经特别讲啊，它不是一个心里面的纪念。
And the Bible tells us this is not something that he remembers in his mind or in his heart.
是神写下来的纪念。
But this is God actually writing it down in this book of remembrance.
所以它被称作纪念册。
And so it is called the book of remembrance.
我知道有很多弟兄姊妹，你家里有很多纪念册。
And I believe many brothers and sisters have some sort of a book of remembrance.
当你从学校毕业的时候呢，同学们大家写一点纪念。
And like in a yearbook, at the end of the year, you have your friends sign, autograph and sign something in the yearbook.
所以我们现在很多弟兄姊妹都知道，圣经中有两本册子嘛。
And we know that the Bible now tells us that there are two books.
一个是生命册。
One is the book of life.
所有得救的人都写在生命册上。
All those who are saved are recorded in the book of life.
啊，这个是关乎到主的救恩的。
This is directly related to God's salvation.
但是请我们注意，神面前还有一本叫做纪念册。
But please pay attention that God also has this book of remembrance.
这个是关乎我们的生活和侍奉。
And this is regarding our lives and our service.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
但愿我们在地上的生活，
that may our lives in this world,
不仅坏的被神记录，
not only do the bad things in our lives are they recorded,
希望我们一生中还有很多好的事情是被神纪念。
But hopefully there will be a lot of good things in our lives that God will record in this book of remembrance.
我们知道我们人活在地上呢，我们都希望别人纪念，对吧？
We know that when we live in this world, we all hope that people will remember us.
但是我们知道人的纪念呢，很短暂的。
But man's, memory and remembrance is temporary.
啊，比方说我们这个生活我们有亲人的。
For example, we have close relatives.
弟兄姊妹，你想想看，你可以纪念到第几代呢？
Brothers and sisters, how many generations above you can you remember?
当然，我的父母，我是很是记忆很清楚的。
Of course, my parents I remember very clearly.
我小时候呢，还跟我奶奶住过，所以对我奶奶呢，我还记得她。
When I was really young, growing up, I lived with my grandmother, so I knew her very well.
我只记得她是晚清的人物，说她是裹小脚，所以我说我看过小脚。
She was part of this, certain dynasty in China where they tied their feet, so she had, small feet.
Yeah. 那么我的祖父呢，我只看过他照片，也不知道是什么样的人。
So my grandfather, I only saw him from pictures.
那么再上一代呢，我就根本就一点印象都没有了。
And the generation above that, I have no memory of.
我想我们大概的记忆恐怕都是三代啊。
I think in general, we probably only have a memory of three generations.
像 Ben 他还记得公公婆婆。
So for example, Ben, he remembers his grandparents.
那么我的公公婆婆他是完全不可能记得。
But my grandparents, Ben would have no knowledge of who they are.
所以人的纪念呢是很有限很短暂的。
So man's memory and remembrance is very limited.
那么今天这个世界中很多人希望别人纪念。
And in the world today, we all hope that people will remember us.
所以有人就写书写很多书。
So people will write books and biographies.
啊，有的人画像。
People will draw paintings of themselves.
现在呢，不用画像，照相。
And now we take a lot of pictures of ourselves.
啊，还有呢，一些我们所谓的大人物，也给他塑一些像，对吧？
And sometimes we make statues.
因为这个就是什么，人希望别人后人能够一直纪念。
And why do they do this? This is with the hope that people in the later generations will know and remember.
但弟兄姊妹，你想想看。
But brothers and sisters, think about it.
这些历史上的人物
These people in history.
很多我们有的知道他的名字我们也不一定纪念他。
Some of these people, we know their names, but we don't know them.
所以人的纪念是非常短暂。
So the remembrance of man and human life is very temporary.
但是请我们记得。
But may we remember.
如果你能被神纪念
If you can be remembered by God,
这是有福的
then you will be blessed.
因为这是永永远远的纪念
Because this is a remembrance of that is eternal.
所以我们一生很有限
So in our lives, we are limited by time.
但愿我们在地上的生活时候有一些是可以让神来纪念
May we have some good recordings that God can remember forever.
那么你在神跟前就要蒙福。
Then you will be blessed by God.
那么当然神在我们身上有什么东西是值得他纪念的呢
?So what in our lives is worthy of God remembering?
那么就是呢我们的生活侍奉凡是与神的旨意有关。
Regarding our lives and our service, as long as it pertains to God's eternal purpose,
神都纪念。
Then God will remember.
那简单的说就与基督有关。
In practically speaking, as long as we pertain to anything pertains to Christ,
今天你的生活是否与基督有关
Today, if your life and your service has to do with Christ,
神就把你所做的记写在纪念册上
Then God will write these items in your life in the book of remembrance.
所以你如果读旧约的人物
So if you look at the characters and the people in the Old Testament,
你看神记载他们的一生呢，有的记载，有的不记载，对不对？那个能记载下来，多半都是跟他的旨意有关的。
And there are some that are recorded, some that are not recorded, but those that are recorded have to do with His will and His purpose.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
我们知道马拉基书是圣经旧约圣经最后一卷书。
We know that the book of Malachi is the very last.Book in the Old Testament.
因为从马拉基开始以色列整个历史进入最黑暗的一段时间。
Because after Malachi, the nation of Israel went into its darkest period of time.
所以大概有400年。
So there were about 400 years.
神没有说话。
God did not speak.
地上也看不见神的作为。
And people could not see the works of God.
因为这是一个最黑暗的时期。
Because this was the darkest period of time.
为什么会引进这个黑暗的时期呢
What brought them into this dark period of time?
乃是因为以色列百姓他们的偏离和他们的恶行所造成的。
It is a result of the nation of Israel departing from God and their hearts being full of
wickedness. 如果你把马拉基书整个读过
If you read the entire book of Malachi,
你看见以色列百姓有可怕的堕落。
That the nation of Israel had some really terrible things that were in which they fell away from the Lord.
我想今天早晨我们没有时间详细去看这些。
And this morning we don't have the time to look at all of these in detail.
我很快的简单的提一下。
I'll just mention a few.
第一个，他们呢，这个怀疑神的爱。
The first one is that they doubted the love of God.
他们也不敬畏神。
And they did not fear God.
那么呢？他们把污秽的物献献给神
，and they offered
污秽 dirty，
they offered defiled things to the Lord
像那些什么瞎眼的、瘸腿的、有病的，他们拿来献祭
，and those who were had deformations and deformities they brought to offer to the Lord，
那意思就是他自己不想要，他就给神了。
Basically, what it meant was the things that they did not want, then they offered those.
他们也不听神的话。
They did not obey or keep the commands of
God. 偏离正道。
And they departed from the straight path.
偏行己意也就是这样。
And they did as they pleased.
他们也不尊重婚姻。
They did not, hold fast to the principles of marriage.
他们用言语反锁神，顶撞神。
And they use their words to rebel against God.
对，他们说侍奉神是枉然的。
And they just looked lightly upon serving God.
他们就轻看侍奉，根本不愿意侍奉神。
And they did not even want to serve God.
最后呢，还有一个可怕的东西，他们把这个狂人呢，这个狂傲的人说他是有福的。
and yet they would say they would elevate those who are proud.
弟兄姊妹，你看看这些东西，今天是不是在末后的时代啊？地上的光景也差不多这样提升。
Brothers and sisters, if you look at the world around us in these end times, isn't it
pretty similar? 所以时代非常的黑暗。
So the times were very dark.
人远离神，不愿意亲近神，人拒绝神。
People departed from God, they drew apart from God, and
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
在这样的光景中
that in this type of a condition,
还有少数的人他们是敬畏神。
There were a few who feared God.
他们还思念神的名。
And they, remembered the name of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，请我们注意。
Brothers and sisters, please pay attention.
这四百年是极其的黑暗。
These 400 years, it was extremely dark.
但是在隐藏之处
But,
还有一些少数的百姓们他们敬畏神思念神的名。
But in the darkness, there were a few who really feared the Lord.
所以他们在暗中谈论的时候
So in the secret, they were talking about the Lord.
当然他们不是讲世界上的事。
And of course, they were not talking about worldly things.
也不是讲是是非非的事。
And they were not gossiping.
他们在那里谈论神的事情。
They were talking about the matters of God.
结果呢神就侧耳而听。
And the Bible says that the Lord listened and heard them.
然后呢把他们记在他的纪念册上。
And then God wrote,documented their names in the book of remembrance.
弟兄姊妹，我们正处在这么一个时代的里面。
Brothers and sisters, if we can note that in this type of condition,
但愿主让我们成为敬畏他、思念他名的人。
May we also be people who remember him and fear him.
那么到底这四百年中啊，这些是什么人呢？
Now, in these 400 years, what kind of people were they?
圣经没有多少的记载。
The Bible does not have much recording on this.
但是到这个四百年呢快要结束的时候。
But near the end of the 400 years.
那么在四福音书里面。
In the four Gospels.
马太福音、路加福音。
The books of Matthew and the book of Luke.
就记载了一些的人物。
It recorded a couple of people.
那么这些人物呢他们都是两约中间的人物。
And these people were a crossover between the Old and New Testament.
那这些人呢就是代表着那些敬畏神啊敬虔神思念神明的人。
So these people represented those who feared God and remembered the name of the Lord.
所以呢我要和弟兄姊妹们呢来看一看这些的人物。
So I'd like to, highlight these particular individuals.
但愿我们从他们的身上呢得到一些的激励。
From their lives, we can gain some encouragement.
叫我们知道我们如何在今天这个时代中活在神的跟前。
So that we would know how to live before the Lord in these times.
他们这些人都是在主耶稣降生以前啊的人物。
All of these people recorded or before the birth of Christ.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
这些人物他们的身上有一些的原则是我们可以运用的。
But on, thank God that on these individuals, there are some principles that we can use.
啊，我想首先呢，弟兄姊妹可以看一下，就是我们如果打开路加福音啊。
So if you can turn with me to the book of Luke.
这个第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
你看见这里出有两个人物就是一个就是撒加利亚还有以利沙伯
There are two people here, a husband and wife couple, Zacharias and Elizabeth.
也许弟兄姊妹对这个故事并不陌生。
Maybe you're not unfamiliar with this story.
但是我们知道他们是活在那个黑暗时期中的人。
But we know that these are people who lived in the dark times of Israel.
感谢主神把他们的事记载下来了。
Thank God that he recorded their names.
我们知道这个撒加利亚呢他是一个祭司。
We know that Zacharias was a priest.
他的妻子呢是亚伦的后人。
and Elizabeth was a descendant of the daughter of Aaron.
圣经记载说啊，这个在第一章第六节那里说哈。
And the Bible says in Luke 1 verse 6,
他说他们二人在神面前都是义人，遵行神一切的诫命礼仪，没有可指责的。
The Bible says that they were both righteous in the sight of God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and requirements of the Lord.
要请弟兄姊妹记得啊。
So may we all remember.
他们这些行为是在那个极其黑暗的那种光景中的一个行为。
That their actions and their lives were in the midst of the dark times of Israel.
什么叫做义人呢？
Now what does it mean to be a righteous?
他们只做神眼中看为对的事。
They only do the things that are deemed right in God's eyes.
所以这对我们今天是何等重要的提醒。
So today this should be an important reminder to us.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们必须要行神眼中看为对的事。
We need to do the things that are deemed right in God's eyes.
我们不是活在人的眼睛里面。
We're not living according to the eyes of man.
如果主能称你为义人，
If God can say that you are a righteous
man, 你就不要在乎别人说你什么。
Then you don't need to care about what anyone else says about you.
因为今天呢，我们太容易受人的话影响。
Today we are too easily influenced by what other people think of us.
人批评论断你一点，人的眼色你都害怕。
We are afraid of criticism from others.
所以一个好基督徒只做神眼中看为对的事。
So as a Christian, we need to just do the things that are deemed right.
所以撒加利亚在那么一个黑暗或可怕的时代中间，他有这样的心智是很宝贵的。
So it is very precious that Zacharias in the dark times of Israel had this heart to want to be righteous and blameless before God.
然后他遵行主一切的诫命礼仪，没有可指责的。
And he also held on to all the commands and requirements of the Lord.
这个话意思就是说呢，他很谨慎的活在主的话的教导里面。
So what this means is that he lived according to the words of God.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我心里面觉得很难过啊。
Sometimes I'm really saddened.
我们听了几百篇、几千篇的道。
We've heard so many hundreds and thousands of messages.
眼前一点事情就可以把你转变。
And yet one little incident in our life can cause our lives to turn.
撒加利亚不是的。
Zacharias was not like this.
他谨守主的话语。
He held fast to the words of God.
什么叫做无可指责？
What does it mean that he was walking blameless in all commands?
他就是只听主的话生活。
It means that he only listened to the words of God and
不活在人情世故的里面。
He did not live according to the influences of
man. 不管环境怎么改变。
Or how the circumstances in society changes.
他们听神的话，他们敬畏主。
They listened to the word of God and they respected God.
所以后来我们知道两个人都老了，但是后来生下了施洗约翰啊。
We know that in their elderly age, they had their son John the Baptist.
那么为主耶稣基督预备一个开路的人。
And we all know that John the Baptist was the forerunner for Jesus.
所以撒加利亚、伊丽莎伯是蒙神纪念。
So Zacharias and Elizabeth were worthy of being recorded and remembered.
我不仔细去讲他们的这一段的经历。
I won't go into details of their lives.
我把其中重要的点拿出来。
I just want to highlight the most important point.
希望能够给我们一个很好的一个提醒。
With the hope that we can all be reminded.
那第二班人。
And the second group of people.
就是约瑟和玛利亚。
Is Joseph and Mary.
啊，当然我们知道玛利亚是把主耶稣带到地上来的。
We know that Mary was the one who gave birth to the Lord Jesus.
我们知道那个时候在两约的中间。
We know that between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
这般敬虔的人呢。
These people who feared God.
他们不仅是注意自己的生活。
They not only, paid attention to their own lives.
他们里面有个很深的盼望是等候弥赛亚的降临。
But they were desperately waiting for the Messiah to come.
就等主，他们相信神的话。
that they believed in the word of God.
知道弥赛亚要到。
And they knew that the Messiah was going to come.
所以他们的生活事物都跟这个弥赛亚有关系。
So their lives and their service all were dictated by the coming of the Messiah.
我们知道约瑟虽然是大卫的后裔。
We know that Joseph was a descendant of David.
但是现在他是一个很普通的人。
But now Joseph was just an ordinary man.
他只不过是个木匠，变成个木匠。
He was just a carpenter.
这个玛利亚呢，也是一个很普通的妇女。
And Mary was just a very, ordinary woman.
但是呢，因为他们身上有一些的特质是神所要拣选。
However, in their lives, there were some unique things that caused God to choose them.
所以在路加福音第一章三十八节这里。
So in Luke chapter 1 verse 38, it says,
当天使来找这个玛利亚的时候。
And when the angel came to, talk to Mary.
所以说你要怀孕生子。
And the angel told Mary that you will give birth to a son.
弟兄姊妹，这是千古没有的事，对不对？
By a virgin birth, and this,is impossible.
一个没有结婚的女孩子怎么能生孩子呢？
Someone who has never been married, how can she have a carry a baby?
但是玛利亚把主的话思想一下。
But Mary, meditated on God's words.
所以在三十八节这里说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
And Mary said, "Behold, I am the bond slave of the Lord."Be it done to me according to your word.
这是一件不平凡的事情。
This is not an ordinary situation.
但是呢，玛利亚有个愿意的心。
But Mary had a willing heart.
所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹们。
So today, brothers.
当神在地上带领我们的时候。
As God is leading us.
我们能有一个愿意的心也是非常重要的。
To have a heart that is willing is very important.
你看我们很多时候基督徒都不愿意。
Oftentimes Christians, we're not willing.
你失去很多恩典。
And we lose out on a lot of blessings.
那么玛利亚情愿让主的话应验在她身上。
But Mary wanted God's will to be done according to his word.
所以玛利亚就从圣灵怀孕。
So through the Spirit, Mary was pregnant.
这个对人来讲你是无法解释的东西，对不对？
And for man, this is something that can't be explained.
别人也不能相信。
And no one else can
believe. 那么这个玛利亚那个时候呢已经许配给约瑟。
And Mary at the time was already engaged to Joseph.
那么弟兄姊妹，你如果读这个马太福音啊。
And if you read the book of Matthew.
马太福音第一章。
Matthew chapter 1.
你看在十九节那里
，in verse 19，
这里说她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗把她休了。
And it said, and Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, desired to put her away secretly.
你想想看，如果你的未婚妻还没跟你结婚，她就怀了孕。
Can you imagine if your fiance, you haven't been married yet, and she was pregnant?
谁能接受呢？对不对？
Who can accept that?
但是这个约瑟是个好人哦。
But Joseph was a good man.
他想不要羞辱，他暗暗地把他羞辱。
That he did not want to disgrace her.
因为他也不能相信呢，一个没结婚的女孩子就怀孕了，对不对？
So he couldn't believe himself how someone who's not married could be.
所以后来我们知道，他在思念这个时候，在梦中啊。神的使者对他讲话。
And as Joseph was thinking this in his dream, the Lord spoke to him.
在二十四节那里。
In verse 24.
马太福音一章二十四节说，约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐把妻子娶过来。
Matthew 1:24, and Joseph arose from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took her as his wife.
这个对约瑟来讲也是不容易的。
This is not easy for Joseph.
但是约瑟愿意顺服神。
But Joseph was willing to be obedient to God.
我们知道后来啊，在第二章的里面。
We know that in chapter 2.
那么这个希律想要杀主耶稣。
We know that Herod wanted to kill, the baby Jesus.
约瑟呢，还遵照主的命令啊，把主耶稣带到埃及去。
And we know that, Joseph, knowing this, fled to Egypt.
那么后来呢，希律死了，他又把主耶稣带回来，带到拿撒勒。
And when Herod died, then they brought Jesus back to Nazareth.
我们可以知道约瑟从头到尾没有讲过一句话。
We know that Joseph never spoke a single word.
所以我们在圣经中称他为无言的顺服者。
So we know that Joseph was one who was obedient, and yet he didn't
without any word.
Without any words.
感谢主啊。
Thank God.
今天我们顺服主不容易，对不对？
Today, for us to be obedient to God,
it's not easy. 我们总是要跟主啊，这个讲讲理由的。
We always want to argue with God and talk back to him.
但是约瑟能够达到这样的顺服。
But Joseph had this type of obedience.
啊，请弟兄姊妹注意啊。
Please pay attention.
他们都是非常平凡的人物。
That these are all ordinary, normal people.
但是他们这样做。
But because of their actions,
让神的旨意得成就。
It allowed God's will to be achieved.
所以呢，因此呢，在圣经中就把他们的故事记载下来。
So it caused God to write them in the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，这是永远的纪念。
And this is a remembrance that is forever.
所以求主使我们在属灵的事上永远有个愿意的心。
So may God give us always a willing heart.
给我们一个顺服的心。
Give us a heart of obedience.
所以这个是约瑟和玛利亚他们在生命节所蒙的纪念。
So this is Joseph and Mary, their actions that were worthy of being recorded.
这里第三班的人。
And this third group of people.
弟兄姊妹回到路加福音。
You go back to Luke.
在第二章的里面。
Luke chapter 2.
这一班人是什么人呢？
What kind of people were these?
这班就是旷野里面牧羊的这班人。
These were shepherds in the wilderness.
所以我们觉得很稀奇啊。
We think it's very interesting.
主耶稣降生来到地上的时候。
That when Jesus came into this world.
在马槽里面是安静无声的。
That he was born in a manger.
但是呢，在旷野里面就出现了众天使。
But then in the wilderness, these angels appeared to...
他们在那里大声的赞美。
That there were these shepherds, and they were in the wilderness giving, shouting praise.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们要知道这班的牧羊人。
We know that these shepherds...
为什么蒙神的纪念呢？
Why were they recorded?
圣经这里说哈，第二章第八节。
The Bible says in Luke chapter 2 verse 8,
在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人夜间按着根刺看守羊群。
Says that in the same region there were some shepherds staying out in the field and keeping watch over their flock by night.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道这一班人是忠心的人。
We know that these shepherds were faithful shepherds.
因为当初他们牧羊做什么呢？
Because what were shepherds doing?
为着献祭的。
They were preparing to be offered.
我们知道那个时候以色列百姓的光景已经非常黑暗。
We know that at that time the condition of Israel was very terrible.
但是他们很忠心的在神面前呢预备这个奉献。
But they were faithfully preparing their flock to be sacrificed.
虽然在夜间。
Even though it was in the dark of night.
他们人就很忠心。
They were still faithful.
不过弟兄姊妹有人告诉我们呢这个在巴勒斯坦地啊 ,12 月的话是非常冷的。
And people say that in the land of Palestine in December, it is very cold.
所以他们说呢这个牧羊人在野地牧羊不可能是12月。
So people say that it could not have been December, when these shepherds were out in the wilderness.
所以呢这个大好的信息呢居然让牧羊人知道。
And so this great news came to the shepherds.
然后呢他们就跑到了马槽里就看见那个婴孩。
And so they immediately rushed to the manger to greet this child.
啊他们看见那个婴孩之后呢就把这个话就传开了。
And when they met this baby, they proclaimed the news.
所以在二十节那里说啊
So in verse 20 it says,
牧羊人回去了因所听见所看见的一切事正如天使向他们所说的就归荣耀与神赞美他。
And the shepherds went back glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen just as had been told them.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
今天呢这个属灵的含义对我们来讲也是重要的。
And the spiritual meaning in this is very important.
主给我们在教会中有各样不同的服事，对吧？
God has given us a variety of services.
像你带一些儿童，那是神家中的小羊，你在牧羊了。
For example, if you're a Sunday school teacher, the students in your Sunday school class are your flock.
这青少年。
When you counsel the youth,
你也好好地牧养他们。
You have to shepherd them well.
整个教会里面是好好地牧养。
And in the entire church, we need to shepherd them well.
我们牧养的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of a shepherd?
是把人带到基督那里。
Is to bring people to Christ.
所以儿童青少年，你好好地牧养他们，要叫他们中间有一些人将来能够给主得着。
So the children and the youth, we need to bring them before the Lord so that they can be useful in the Lord's hands.
我们都知道今天时代很艰难。
We know that the times are difficult.
连儿童班带都不容易啊。
It's so difficult to lead a Sunday school class.
哇，这个青少年更不容易啊。
And it's even more challenging for the youth.
我相信你们这些啊。在青少年中间有服侍的人就知道非常不容易啊。
And I know that those serving the youth, it can be very difficult.
这个时代对他们的影响很厉害。
The society, the influences of society can bring a bad.
所以有时候叫他们听话很不容易的。
And it's hard to get them to listen.
所以我常常想我们年轻时候好像比较乖。
I would think back that when I was young, it seemed like that when the elders in the church would say something, we would all just obey and listen and obey.
不像现在你带年轻人，你讲一句，他讲三句，你这个很难。
It's hard when you're leading the youth. You say one thing and they'll talk back to you with three words.
但是无论怎样，求主让我们像这些牧羊人一样。忠心在神的跟前。
But regardless, may we be like the shepherds who are faithful.
虽然在深夜。
Even in the wilderness.
环境很黑暗，很不容易。
It was dark and it was difficult.
但是为着神的家。
But for God's house.
为着献祭。
For the sake of offering.
忠心在主的跟前。
Sacrifice, may we be faithful to Him. 就这
边你就可以蒙纪念了。
Then you're worthy of being recorded.
所以不失去这个恩典。
Let's not lose out on this blessing.
那么第四个人物。
And the fourth group of people.
那么这里就是我们读一下路加福音二章25-27节。
Let's look at Luke chapter 2 verse 25-27.
在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面，这人又公义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上，他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理。
And Luke chapter 2 verse 25, And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem, his name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel.And the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ.
那么我们在读这个第二十九节啊。
And then verse 29.
主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世。
Now Lord, thou dost let thy bondservant depart in peace according to thy word.
诶，这里又记载一个人叫西面。
So here,The Bible records an individual named Simeon.
我们看见这个西面呢，一心是等候弥赛亚降临的人。
We can see that Simeon was one who wholeheartedly was devoted to waiting for the Messiah.
他年纪已经很老了。
He was already really old.
但他不肯死。
But he refused to die.
他一定要亲眼看见弥赛亚。
He had to witness with his own eyes the birth of the Messiah.
感谢主，这是一个很好的心愿。
Thank God, this is a wonderful desire.
所以我希望我们中间的年老的人。
So for those of us who are elderly,
都能像西面一样有这个心志。
May we all be like Simeon and have this desire.
我们说主啊，我们要活着被提。
That we would have the desire to want to be raptured alive.
我们希望在我们有生的年日看见你的荣耀降临。
That in our lifetime we would see with our own eyes the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，这个活才有意义。
This type of life and living.
哎呀，我们不是希望什么长寿啊， 那么多吃一点还可以多玩一点多看那个是没有意义的。
We shouldn't have to desire to just live longer days or eat better food or travel more.
我们要活得长久是等候主的回来。
Those are all meaningless. We should have the desire to want to live longer.
你看这个西面就是这样。
Simeon was like this.
但是西面怎么等候神呢？
How did Simeon wait for the Lord?
啊，西面身上有很标准的经历。
And Simeon had a very accurate, experience.
啊，我们看见他圣灵在他身上。
Is that the Holy Spirit was upon him.
他在圣灵的感动里面。
And the Holy Spirit moving him.
啊，圣灵启示他。
And the Holy Spirit revealed him.
圣灵感动他。
And the Spirit moved in him.
虽然那个时候还没到五旬节。
Yeah, although it was not Passover.
Pentecost.
Oh, although the Pentecost did not come yet.
但是呢在他身上已经有标准的经历神的灵在他身上已经这样做了。
But upon his life, the Holy Spirit already descended and was doing work.
所以我常常提醒弟兄姊妹今天我们在主面前地上最重要的生活是什么呢
So what is the most important thing in our lives today?
就是器皿中要满了膏油。
Is that we need to be full of the anointing of the Holy
Spirit. 这什么意思呢你过膏油的生活。
What does this mean? This means that we live the life of anointing.
西面就是凭着圣灵在神面前等候。
Simeon was one who was waiting before the Lord in the Spirit.
今天圣灵已经住在我们的里面。
Today the Holy Spirit is already living.
我们要活在圣灵的启示当中。
We need to live according to the revelation of the Spirit.
要接受圣灵的感动。
That we can accept the moving of the Spirit.
顺服恩高的教训活在圣灵。
That we would be obedient to the leading of the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这是在幕后时代等候主生活中一个非常重要的一件事。
This is an extremely important thing in the times that we're in.
我这些年呢，我已经讲了很多啊。
All these years, I've already spoken.
我在四处到处大声疾呼。
And throughout the world, I've been proclaiming this.
就是呼喊弟兄姊妹一定要注意，你的器皿中要有膏油。
And I've been really encouraging brothers and sisters that in our lives we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这是等候主来的生活一个非常重要的一件事情。
And this is an important aspect as we wait for the Lord's
return. 每个人都可以做到。
Everyone can achieve this.
啊，这个西面呢，我们知道其实是以色列百姓中众多的一个人，也不是一个很出名的人物。
And we know that Simeon was just an ordinary man out of all of the Israelites.
但是主成全他的心愿。
But God honored his heart.
所以当约瑟跟玛利亚抱着这个八天的这个耶稣到圣殿里面去行割礼的时候。
So on the eighth day when Mary and Joseph and Mary brought Jesus to be circumcised on the eighth day.
结果西面在圣灵的感动中哇看见他了。
But in the moving of the Holy Spirit, Simeon was able to see the Lord Jesus.
哇他的心愿得成就。
That his heart's desire
was satisfied. 你看他多么的快乐。
You can see how joyful he was.
他说主啊如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世。
And that he would say that in peace, he can now depart in peace according to thy word.
意思说现在可以死了。
So what it means is now I can die.
弟兄姊妹们但愿这个成为我们里面的一个激励。
Brothers and sisters, may this be a reality in us.
那么下面还有一个人。
And there are still some more individuals.
在路加福音二章这个36节到38节
Luke chapter 2 verse 32 to 38
这里讲到一个女先知叫亚拿
There was a female a prophetess
我不读了啊我就说因为时间关系她说她现在已经84岁也是个 老姊妹了
Due to time I won't read the verses but it says that she is now 84 years old
你看37节那里说什么
Verse 37 it says
啊，她并不离开圣殿禁食祈求昼夜侍奉神
says that she never left the temple serving night and day with fastings and prayers
用我们今天的话就是她 从来不离开聚会。
Using the words of today, it means that she's never departed from church meetings.
她每个聚会都参加。
Every church meeting she attended.
并且有强烈的心愿，禁食祷告，刻苦己心呢。
And she had this strong desire that caused her to fast and pray.
昼夜侍奉神。
Night and day serving God.
弟兄姊妹，她的生活就是侍奉。
Brothers and sisters, her life was a life of service.
这里告诉我们，这个人呢，活到84岁。
This tells us that this individual lived until now 84 years
old. 这是相当长的一段时间。
This is an extremely long period of time.
所以我曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲过。
So I've mentioned with brothers and sisters.
有的时候长时间对我们也是一个不容易的考验。
The length of time is a difficult test for us.
啊，有的弟兄姊妹聚会聚到后来就不想聚了。
Many brothers and sisters, you start off meeting, and over the course of time, you lose your fire.
有的人跟随主慢慢心智就减退。
And some walk with God, and over the course of time, you depart from
Him. 有人在日子里面也忘记主了。
And for many in your lives, you have forgotten the Lord.
但是亚拿不是这样。
But Anna was not like this.
虽然她丈夫死了，很孤单的。
Even though her husband passed away and she was extremely lonely.
但是她坚守这个。
But she held on tightly to this.
弟兄姊妹，这是值有价值的一生。
And this is a life that is worthy of being recorded.
最后我们看见能被神把它记载在圣经的里面。
And you can see that it was, her life was even recorded in the Bible.
这是永远的纪念。
This is a remembrance that is forever.
当然我们知道刚刚讲过所有这些事情都是为了基督。
And we know that all of these things are for Christ.
所以进来吧。这个孩子的事情讲明了。
And so you can see that later on, she even speaks of Jesus.
但愿这些给我们里面也是清楚的一个提醒。
And this is also a clear reminder to us.
啊，最后我想我们再回到马太福音。
And lastly, let's go back to Matthew.
马太福音这个第二章的里面。
Matthew chapter 2.
记载一个故事讲到东方有几个博士到了耶路撒冷。
From the east, there was a group of magi or wise men.
啊，那几个博士很特别，他们在东方接受到神的这个指示啊。
And these wise men received revelation from God.
他们看见一颗星。
They saw a star.
诶，他们就知道在耶路撒冷，在以色列地要发生什么事情。
That in Israel something was going to happen.
所以他们就跑到了耶路撒冷。
So they came to Jerusalem.
啊，圣经呢没有讲几个博士啊。
The Bible did not say how many wise men came.
历史上人呢，这个错误的引导，总觉得是三个啊。其实圣经没有讲三个。
There's a misconception through history that there were three wise men, but the Bible never specifically said there were three.
圣经说有几个博士，我们也不知道。
And the Bible never said how many wise men.
然后他们到了耶路撒冷就问了，哎呀，那个要将来。降下来要做犹太人王子在哪里
？And they came to Jerusalem to ask, well, where is the birth of this Savior?
哇，结果全城轰动了。
And the whole city was moved.
后来他们知道在伯利恒，他们就跑到伯利恒去了。
And later they found that it was Jesus was to be born in Bethlehem.
请弟兄姊妹仔细读这里的话。
And if you read this,
他们到了伯利恒就进了屋子。
And if you read this passage in detail, it says that when they arrived at Bethlehem,
不是到马槽啊，不是马槽。
They went into the house.
现在是在屋子里面。
So it's not in the manger, it's in the house.
然后他们看见主耶稣的时候呢
，And when they met the Lord Jesus,
已经是个小孩子了，不是婴孩。
That at this point, the Lord Jesus was a child, no longer an infant.
结果他们就在那里把黄金、乳香、没药当作物献给他。
And so before the Lord, they offered to the Lord gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
然后在梦中呢，神就指示他们从另外一个路回去，他们不去耶路撒冷。
And through a dream, the God warned them to go back in a different path.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
连这些外邦的这些智慧人，他们也蒙神的纪念。
That even these Gentiles who did not know God, they were even recorded.
所以这里告诉我们
，Here it tells us，
我们今天在地上不一定要行大事。
That today we don't need to try to do great things。
只要我们的生活侍奉与基督有关
，As long as our lives and our service it has to, pertains to Christ,
神就纪念,
then God will remember. Because our Heavenly Father really loves His Son
Jesus.
Any individual who is willing to do anything for His Son Jesus, then God is going to record. So today in the world, this is opportunity. And in Malachi specifically, it says that these people who fear me are treasured possessions of mine.
中文圣经说特特归我，原文是我做特别的宝贝。
And it's treasured possessions.
然后他说呢，神要怜悯他们，这里怜悯那个原文意思是怜惜啊。
And here it says, I will spare them, but have compassion and spare them.
那就是虽然我们光景不好。
It means that even though our condition is not good, but as long as what we do pertains to His Son Jesus, then God has compassion on us and will spare us just as a father spares his own son who serves him.
弟兄姊妹,对不起,
Brothers and sisters, I apologize. Time is up and I must end.
所以请我们记得,
so may we remember
时间是一个记录,
that time is a record of our lives.
神面前有两本册子,
that before the Lord, there are two books.
一个生命册,
one is the book of life.
你只要重生得救,
if you are born again, then there's no issue with your name being written in the book of life.
但是还有一个纪念册,
but there is also another book of remembrance. And this is a specific grace and blessing that God is going to give us.
在不多的日子的里面,
so may God allow us in the short time
we have, 我们在地上的生活行为,
that our lives and in our service, we might be recorded in this book of remembrance.
弟兄姊妹,
then brothers and sisters, we will be blessed.
好, 我们请低头再一点祷告。
May we bow with a word of prayer.
主啊,
Lord, we are truly so thankful.
因为你没有回来,
you have not returned yet.
是因为你要把机会量给我们,
because you want to give us opportunity.
我们愿意把前面不多的日子交在你的手中。
We're willing to offer the short time ahead of us to you.
但愿我们的生活侍奉能蒙纪念。
May our lives and our services be remembered by you.
让每个弟兄姊妹都不放弃这个机会。
And may all the brothers and sisters not lose out on this opportunity.
愿我们爱你, 等候你。
May we love you and wait for you.
求你祝福所有的亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
May you bless all the brothers and sisters.
垂听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好。 那我想我们今天早晨的聚会啊, 要停在这里。
We'll conclude our this morning's meeting here.
那么我们有一点简短的报告。
We have a couple of announcements to make.
我们再说啊, 因为这个目前的美国的疫情呢, 这个泛滥的很厉害。
I'll say again that because of the pandemic
spread,
the spread of the virus,
啊, 所以呢, 我们呢, 所有的聚会都在网上。
That all of our meetings will be held virtually online.
我请弟兄姊妹记得这是暂时,
brothers and sisters, please remember this is just temporary.
我们弟兄姊妹大家祷告,
may we all be praying.
我们看看到1月底的时候是不是情况有转变。
That at the end of the month, we will reevaluate to see if there's a change
那我们,
in the circumstances.
有些弟兄姊妹还可以再回到这个会所里面的实体聚会。
And perhaps we can return back to in-person meetings.
啊, 我们礼拜二有祷告聚会。
On Tuesday night, we have prayer meetings.
所以现在大家知道这个祷告非常重要。
So now we know that prayer is extremely important.
希望弟兄姊妹尽量参加祷告聚会。
I hope that brothers and sisters can make an effort to join
prayer meetings. 但愿众圣徒的祷告,
that the prayer of all of the
能够,
saints
能够推动神的手,
can move the hand of God.
啊, 所以希望弟兄姊妹尽量参加祷告聚会。
So I encourage brothers and sisters to all attend.
那么礼拜五的聚会, 读经聚会也是照样在线上。
And Friday night Bible study will also resume virtually.
东南区的读经聚会也在线上。
And the Southeast District Bible study will also meet virtually.
那么下个主日呢, 我们仍就像今天一样, 10点钟开始播饼,
next Sunday we will conduct our meetings in a similar fashion at 10 a.m. with breaking of bread.
然后呢后面有信息的聚会。
And afterwards we'll have the message meeting.
下个礼拜呢是玛丽弟兄要交通。
And next Sunday our brother Lee Ma will be speaking.
郑维弟弟兄翻译。
Our brother, Wei Ti will be, interpreting.
所以请弟兄姊妹为着我们的弟兄们在主面前有祷告。
So may we keep our brothers in prayer.
那么儿童聚会呢也请你们按照这个弟兄们所弟兄姊妹所定规的能够带着孩子们参加这个聚会。
For the Sunday school, please follow the instructions of the Sunday school leaders to conduct the meetings online.
他这里有个请求就是请儿童的家长们呢每天都能在家里面陪着孩子们读经祷告亲近主。
We encourage parents to spend some time daily in reading the word and praying with your children.
尽量的用儿童组寄出来的那个礼拜五的读经课程和主日的教材。
And please pay attention to the Bible study materials and the Sunday school materials.
也纪念所有的福音的工作。
And please continue to pray for the work of the gospel.
好，我想我大概我把这个礼拜哈我们聚会的这个情况做了一个简短的一个报告。
And these are just a few of the simple announcements.
好，我想我们今天早晨的聚会就停在这里。
And we'll just conclude the meeting this morning.
求主用他的同在保守所有弟兄姊妹的平安。
May God use his presence to protect all the brothers and sisters.
我想我们还要纪念那些哈在社会中有工作的。
We also need to remember those among us who are going to work.
那些做医生的要上班的。
Those who are physicians and on the front line.
还有很多孩子们要上学的。
And those going in person to work and for all the children who are in person.
用祷告求主用他的同在保护他们。
So we need to pray that God's presence would protect all of them.
好我想我们今天早晨就停在这里。
Okay, this will conclude our meeting this morning.
弟兄姊妹再见。
Farewell, brothers and sisters.